Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, getting married in October. We're about to send out wedding invites. There's one I'm seriously struggling with, though. It's my cousin. I really don't want to invite her.
Okay.
So here's the deal. She's the kind of person who thinks she's the main character in every situation.
Sure.
I'm talking about a full-blown attention seeker. At my other cousin's wedding, her sister, she grabbed the mic from the DJ, did an impromptu stand-up routine, and turned the reception into her own personal talent show. She wore this bodycon dress with cutouts because, of course, she did.
Wait. What is that?
It's like a really tight-fitting dress.
Bodycon dress. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, tight-fitting dress. I know if I invite her, she'll pull the same kind of stunts at my wedding, probably twerking on the dance floor, trying to steal the mic for another, quote, performance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my fiance says that we have to invite her since we just went to her sister's wedding. But honestly, that's exactly why I don't want her there. I witnessed that circus firsthand.
Oh.
Am I being a bridezilla? Or is it fair to keep her off the guest list? Has anyone else dealt with a, quote, main character guest? And what do you do? I need some advice before I either cause family drama or end up sharing my wedding day with my cousin's comedy special. Thank you. Ellie in quotes.
Well, you know, at the reception, just make sure you don't play any...
Right.
That's okay. All you need to do.
All yeah. right. Just make sure that the...
It's twerk-free. The a twerk-free environment.
Right. Doesn't include twerking-friendly music.
Yeah, we need a twerk-free environment at my wedding reception.
Okay.
Look, I don't know. You know, it is... Whenever we've had these sort of situations pop up on group therapy, we always revert back to, hey, guess what? It's your wedding. It's your day. It should be, yes, of course, it's celebrating a union and families and all that stuff. But if you don't want someone there, don't invite that person.
Yes, but I understand like how she's struggling with this because it's a family member.
True.
And so I feel like family members are, and cousins, especially when they were just at another wedding for the family and other cousins' wedding. So she's going to expect to be invited.
Got a message from Trina. Just hope you're not doing invites with plus one and someone just brings her after you don't invite her.
Ooh.
So make your invites specific to who you want to come. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, a lot of people are kind of jumping and saying, hey, Ellie, it's your wedding.
Yeah, Penny's like, nope. Trina's like, nope, stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone talk you out of it. It's your wedding day. You have the right to have whatever boundaries you want.
Yeah, Katie says, this is your wedding. She says it on Facebook. You don't have to invite her. It's that simple. And now, look, there are those like Pam who says, for the sake of family and unity, I would invite her and just tell her what isn't acceptable at the wedding.
Like, hey, you know, our DJ isn't really fond of anyone like taking his mic. Maybe saying it like that. Maybe put it on the DJ.
Put it on the DJ.
Yes, like listen, he's really particular listen, about his
if
equipment.
If she's been to several weddings, especially around this area, the likelihood of her knowing the DJ is probably pretty good.
Probably. You're right. If she has taken a mic or two.
Right. She probably
knows who she can, she can get away with it.
Yeah, and if it's like Barry's DJ service.
Barry's DJ service?
He's like, hey, here you go. You want the mic again?
This is my co-MC. Yeah. I knew she was going to be here. Now, see, then you got people like Kara and Chris that are like, invite her, take lots of pictures. It's going to be a funny memory.
Yeah, others are rolling in, and like Shaq says, give her a job that keeps her busy and say it would be an honor if she did it throughout the wedding. Like, I want you to go and document everything with photos and stuff like that. Make a video, things like that.
Yeah, and then Chris said, you know, invite her, but have another family member talk to her ahead of time about not making this day about her.
Oh, yeah, maybe put it on your mom or have your mom invite. Like say something to her sister because I'm assuming like cousin maybe through the mom. I don't know whose cousin it is, but like or how they're related. But put it on the parent to talk to the other parent.
Yeah, this is what Alexa says. Just have your mom, you know, a ruthless friend in charge of her. Put her, keep her in her place. Like have someone babysit her.
Interesting.
In the family.
Okay, if you've dealt with a showstopper I'm the main character type of person, especially at a wedding that you went to. How did you do it?
We'll say a big personality.
Sure, big personality. 502-795-1997 is our number. That's group therapy. We'll take some of your stories coming up. We got some wedding drama potentially brewing here in group therapy on 99.7 DJX. We got a message from Ellie getting married in October. Doesn't want to invite her cousin because she gets lit and makes her the main character of any event she goes to.
Yeah, she says she just kind of ends up being the... She's an attention seeker, ends up being kind of the star of the show, and she's just kind of not wanting all of that to deal with at her wedding.
Yeah, and you said, hey, why don't you just have someone talk to her before the wedding type of thing?
Yeah, and then Alexis is like, hey, you know, invite her, but have like your mom or someone be a babysitter. And then AJ says, tell her it's a destination wedding. Buy her a ticket, ship her off.
Oh, gosh. That's harsh. Andrew the Love Doctor calls our show a lot with advice. What's your take on this, sir?
Do not invite her, okay? If you do invite her, Kelly says it, have somebody have a conversation with her. Tell her not to get wrecked. You know, tell her not to be on the table. I mean, you know, tell her to be on her best behavior.
Yeah.
And don't act like she did at the last wedding.
You're saying tough conversations need to happen.
And I say that with love.
Yes, of course. Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
All right. And I is this Madison, Ellie's cousin?
Hey, yes, it is.
Oh, hi. This is...
Hi. So, like, I just had to call you guys because I'm, like, 99.7%
there. Yeah, thank you.
I see what you did there.
Sure, okay. Yeah, like, but basically, I'm pretty sure that this Ellie is my cousin Kelly, which is a great fake name, by the way.
So wait. Okay. So wait, Madison, you are the cousin?
Yeah, I think so, and I think she's talking about me.
All right, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, this, like, attention-seeking, bodycon dress-wearing twerker she's talking about could not be anyone else but me. And I just wanted to give my two cents on it because, seriously, if you don't want me to, you know, go to your wedding and do any of that, then why don't you just tell me to my face instead of going on the radio? Like, how weird is that?
Madison, I love this because we rarely get the other side of the story.
Yes. So, okay, go ahead. And do you feel like everything she explained or talked about was accurate?
Well, I mean, I bring fun. I bring fun to weddings. People love it when I spice up a wedding because weddings can be a little bit boring. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, they're kind of all the same.
Okay.
And so when I get, like, on the mic, I dance. I love dancing. I'm an entertainer at heart. People are, they have their phones out and they're laughing, okay? People are literally telling me how much fun I bring to weddings. So, yeah, like, obviously it's about me. She clearly has a problem. I have never embarrassed myself at a wedding. Never.
I was going to say, I guess that's a very personal thing. So, if you're not embarrassed, then you're not embarrassed.
Right, if you're getting good
definitely.
Feedback.
Right.
I mean, if I wasn't there... You know, people are just going to be smiling. Everyone's going to be super polite with each other, clink their little glasses. It'll just be like every other lame wedding that we all get invited to. And, you know, like, when I show up to a family function, everyone's like, they know things are going to get lit. And, like,
okay.
I bring an energy.
Right.
I bring an energy. Like, without me there, everyone definitely leaves by 9. So, like, sorry, not sorry, but you are welcome that I'm a wedding guest. Like, wow. I'm going to make it easy.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Man, I
just want to be invited now to be a fly on the wall just to watch you work.
I mean, Madison, I can tell just the energy that you bring just with this phone call alone. My gosh. It's early in the morning and you are on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, honestly, I'm providing a service. And if she doesn't think that, like, that energy is welcome at her wedding, okay, fine. Like, I'll make it easy on you, honey. Like, don't even worry about inviting me at all. Don't have to buy you a gift. And congratulations to you. Have a beautiful, quiet, low-energy wedding. And I will see you at Thanksgiving. Like, don't even worry about it.
You're saying
It's hey, fine. You're fine.
Yeah, you're yeah. fine. Let's not worry about it. And I'll just yeah. bow out of this one and you can have your lame duck wedding.
100%. Yeah. No, okay. I'm not going to be awkward there.
Okay. Yeah. So, and at Thanksgiving or the next family gathering, you'll be fine. You guys will be fine.
I'll be cordial. I mean, I don't, I'm not trying to start a fight, but sure, I just sure, think sure. It's petty. It's very silly. And if you're going to go on the radio to get your problem figured out, then I guess I'll have to think of a creative way to see you next time.
Madison, you are single-handedly making our job harder because people are going to be less likely to reach out to us knowing that maybe someone's going to call them on their situation
You are certainly bringing the energy to this show.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we do appreciate that.
I just would have liked if she told me to my face, but it's fine. I'm glad to be talking to you guys about it. And I do feel better, actually.
Yeah, well, honestly, though, Madison, thank you for calling us. And like I said, we rarely hear the other side of the story. And so, I feel like this is a good thing.
And maybe she just didn't know how to start that kind of conversation because she didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I guess. I mean, you're probably right. I'm a lot.
I'm a lot. All right. Madison, well hey, thank you for reaching out to us and talking to us. And
yeah, and giving us your side.
Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Elizabeth says, she sounds like a lot.
Danielle.
She just admitted it.
Is she off the phone? She's off the phone.
She's off the phone.
Danielle says... I don't think a conversation or will have any effect on her.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? At the end, she acknowledges she's a lot.
Sure.
And maybe she can self-reflect and say, maybe I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
And that's okay.
There are people, now that I've heard her side of the story, definitely don't invite her.
Okay.
LOL.
Okay. All right. Gosh. Like she's like, maybe she's not a one size fits all.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Chris says, hearing her on the radio, attention-seeking vibes for sure. Don't invite her.
Okay.
All right.
And see, Taylor was like, well, maybe, her fiance was just kind of thinking of his single guy friends, trying to throw them a bone. And then says, well, don't think of the guy. Save them from that mess. All
oh,
right,
my
okay,
gosh.
All right,
okay.
Okay.
Easy.
All right, okay. Easy. Easy. Easy.
Easy. Golly.
I think Madison
right, hey,
has
Madison,
the best of
you.
Intentions.
Yes,
she likes to bring fun. She wants, I think, be at the root of it. She's trying to, like,
so now,
elevate a party.
I think we've resolved this because Ellie, aka Kelly, I don't know what I'm saying now. She doesn't even need to invite her because she is bowing out.
Yep. Madison says that's fine. I won't come.
It's a long time between now and the wedding.
Right.
Let's hope that they can mend fences and things will be better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You know what? And it's Jeannie's rolling in saying, I will take Madison anywhere she wants to go. She sounds like the life of the party. And, maybe some free drinks.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, thank you for rolling in with group therapy, Ellie, Kelly, whoever we are going to call you now. Good luck with that. It sounds like the problem is fixing itself.
It is fixing itself.
It's fixing itself on 99.7 DJX.